USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Northern California community holds a vigil last evening after a gunman opens fire at a widely attended garlic festival on Sunday night.
We are Gilroy Strong.
The 19-year-old gunman was shot and killed by police less than a minute after he started shooting, but not before he killed a 6-year-old boy, 13-year-old girl, and a 25-year-old man, injuring at least 12 other people.
What's in your wallet?
A 33-year-old Seattle woman's behind bars in connection with a massive Capital One data breach that the bank says exposed the information of about 100 million Americans. The FBI arresting Paige Thompson yesterday, charging her with computer fraud. A member of the Afghan security force has shot and killed two American service members in Kandahar, and this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
20 of the nearly two dozen Democratic presidential hopefuls will be taking part in two nights of debate starting tonight in Detroit. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will be among those on the stage tonight. They'll be flanked by eight other candidates, and then the 10 others will be on the same stage tomorrow. Sure to come up at both nights of the debates, President Trump's recent rhetoric concerning Baltimore and Congressman Elijah Cummings. Although now, a member of the president's cabinet is suggesting that the president is willing to work with that Maryland Democrat to help fix Baltimore's problems.
I asked him today, would you be willing to work with Elijah Cummings to bring some relief to the people of Baltimore? He said he would be happy to.
That's according to Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson speaking on Fox News last night. Carson worked for years in Baltimore as a neurosurgeon at Johns Hopkins. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Atlantic hurricane season remains quiet at this point, but in the Pacific, two severe storms are continuing to march through that ocean. The National Hurricane Center upgrading Eric to a Category 1 storm with peak hurricane winds over 80 miles an hour. It's about 1,000 miles from the Big Island of Hawaii, but is now expected to stay well to its south. Still, Eric could bring increased rainfall to the southern portion of that state by Thursday night. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Flossie's right on its heels, could be bumped up to a hurricane later today, but still too early to say what the impact of that storm might be. The NYPD is dealing with a serious mental health situation, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself, I feel down, I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward.
And on a lighter note, today is National Cheesecake Day, with many restaurants offering deals on cheesecake. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.